Demon Radio, it's Ollie and Hannah from Demon FM.
Last week we had our annual charity broadcast and it was called Demons in Space.
It was in aid of Focus and Macmillan and we raised £1,800.
You can still donate at demonsinspace.co.uk.
We really enjoyed it and we hope you do too.
Demons in Space, uplink commencing. Connection in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Live.
It's been 78 days since they left Earth.
And tensions are starting to build.
Who will be the first to crack?
And who will be the first to perish?
Welcome to Demons in Space 2016.
I'm Hannah.
Yes, and I'm Ollie. And we're going to be taking you through what is going to be a really good event.
Yes, so it's 48 hours. It's absolutely jam-packed full of lots of exciting things that are going to be going on. Ollie and I are going to be the ship's computers, guiding everyone through all of the challenges and all that will be happening over the next 48 hours.
We've actually made it onto the spaceship. We've made it into a quarantined area.
To be perfectly honest, I don't think we should be touching any of this. I feel it's far too advanced for us. But there's lots for them to play with. There's lots that's going on around this side of the room.
Yes, so they haven't seen this part of the ship before, have they?
No, it's been quarantined for quite a while now. So this is going to be all new and exciting for them. And they can come through and play with all the little dials and just get used to the space because they're going to have a lot going on over the next couple of days.
There was a terrible disease in here. It was called Donald Trump disorder.
It's terrible. So we've heard it's spread.
We are here at Demons in Space, and we are joined by our very first cadets on air. Ethan and Rianne, how do you feel right now?
It's quite an honour, to be honest. It feels weird with all the cameras and everything pointing at us, but we're kind of excited.
I think I'm more scared than when I realised I might have left the straighteners on at home.
Well, to be honest, it's too late now, because you're locked in here for potentially 48 hours. I'm going to hand over to you because you raised the most amount of money.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
It was a bit of a challenge, but I think we did quite well. We got quite a few people to get in, didn't we?
We raised to the challenge well. I'm proud of us. We
did something good. Cheeky high five. Yeah, cheeky high five. Oh, so, Rianne, do you want to tell everybody what we've got planned in this 2 hours?
Well, we've got less than 2 hours now because we're like kickstarting it. So we're going to do a little head-to-head challenge. Now, obviously, as you guys know, we like to be a bit competitive, to me and Ethan. So we are going for one of our little head-to-heads, which we want you guys to get involved with.
Well, tell you
and
what,
the guys will be able to see that.
If I win, then you have to take a spacewalk, is that right?
Like to see you try.
Ooh. Oh. The time is 1:31, and we are at the no-entry door, and we're getting confessions of the people. We now have some more people.
Hello. I'm knackered.
Okay. Guys. Do you have any confessions you would like to tell us?
I think he's got a lot to do, but I actually don't. I've said it. I'm not saying a
basically,
lot.
Basically, me and Dave, we like to wind people up, and we have picked Lydia as our target. Like, no reason. She's a lovely girl, but she makes a fun target. She takes it well, but it's also really funny. Also feel like, John, if we annoy him, he's going to go off on one.
I don't really know him though, because everyone else doesn't seem to like him. I'll take the mic, yeah. Thanks, mate. But I actually think he's all right. I think I'm the only person who likes him.
I think he's all right, but if we wake him up, he's going to go off his nut. It'll be hilarious.
I've got a few things to say about some of the people in this house. Dave and Jordan, the tube thing, it's got to stop. It really has got to stop. Whether you're scaring me with the tubes, hitting poor Shawnee with the tubes, it can't carry on. John, if I see that guitar coming out between the hours of ever and ever, it's going to be problems. It's going to be problems. I don't know, actually. Everyone else seems really nice.
We've been told that that someone amongst the group is a bit of a musical maestro. So we've decided that after hearing about his guitar for so much, we want to actually hear a bit on Demon FM, don't we?
I think it's only right that we do.
So, John, can you grab your guitar?
I had a bit of grief about this, you know? I wrote you a song.
You wrote me a song, or all of us?
Wow. It's for all of us, really. It's for a worthy cause.
Lost in space.
Hang on a minute.
Stuck on this ship, and I wanna go home. Haven't been to sleep. I'm in too deep, and I wanna go home.
support some great charities. You can give at demonsinspace.co.uk. It's funny, isn't it?
Woo! Oh, wow. That was epic.
That was fantastic.
That is not available.
Thank you so much, John.
That is not available to download from all good retailers.
Who do you think we should have next? You pick.
Would Lydia and Charlie like to come up to the performance area?
Yeah, round of applause, please, guys. Come on.
Just one leg. Just to warn you, I'm pretty new at the ukulele, okay? We're floating in space. We've been here for days, and we're in need of your help. We've been in range for hours, and we miss the flowers, the birds and the bees, the wind in the trees,
country.
And we need you to donate.
This one's for the ones who went out the airlock and through the vent. We're the humans that remain, and every day's the same. Please vote for Harry and Tom. Please vote for Harry and Tom. Vote for us and you can save the day. Outside is a memory. This is now a family. Ooh. It has been a bumpy ride. We all want to stay inside. Please vote for Harry and Tom. Please vote for Harry and Tom. Vote for us and you can save the day.
Oh my.
That was...
I really didn't expect that.
Wow, that was impressive. Extremely impressive, Tom and Harry. Well done to you.
I had shivers down my spine then.
I felt like we were at a concert. That was yes. Just wow.
As well as raising money for Macmillan, we're also raising money for Focus, which is a local Leicester-based charity. We caught up with their director just before Demons in Space started.
Focus is a young people's charity. We're based in Leicester. We work with lots of young people from all across the city, and we try to use volunteering as a tool to help them develop a range of skills, their self-confidence, motivation, aspirations, that sort of thing, and we work with young people as young as 13 up to kind of 20-25, depending on their circumstances and their background. I'm the director of the charity, and I kind of do a bit of everything really, you know, raising money, recruiting and training staff, organising projects, making the tea, everything.
Excellent. And what kind of volunteer opportunities do you provide then?
So people that want to get involved can, so for young people, they can get involved in their local community. So we do a project that's about an intergenerational gardening. So they support older people who are perhaps isolated and lonely, and they help them with their gardens. And hopefully in the process, they learn a bit about gardening from those people. There's also opportunities for young people to do some youth work of their own. We run a leadership project, so we get young people to develop the skills to go out and have an impact on their community. So they might do some fundraising, they might go and support a local community group, anything that they're passionate about really. We try to help them find a way to find a way through volunteering to get involved in that.
One hour remaining.
Welcome to the final hour of Demons in Space.
We have three teams remaining after 47 hours.
There's been arguments and confessions.
There's been rapping and evictions.
But none of that matters now.
It's time to find out the winner of Demons in Space 2016.
Yes, that's right. I can't believe it's all happened. And
I can't believe we've now had 47 hours, Ollie. This is immense.
No, I can believe it.
No, actually, I'm beginning to notice it quite rapidly.
Ooh! Oh, I love that. Bit of Uptown Funk on Demon FM.
Getting us in the dancing mood just before The winner of Demons in Space is revealed.
Okay.
They're holding hands again. They know. Yes. They know it's a tense moment.
So we're not. We're actually going to reveal it this time. We are not going to milk
Pinky
it.
Pinky promise this yes. time. Okay. But we are going to have that final drum roll, and then we are going to say it. Okay. So it needs to be a loud one. We need to hear it. Get it on the airwaves.
I can't hear it.
No, I can't hear it. Get it louder, please. Louder, louder. A couple of cheers. A couple of whoops. The winner of Demons in Space 2016. Is
Lydia and Charlie. Congratulations, guys. It was really close at the top.
It has been terribly close, and you've all done so
but Team
well.
TV have done it. Team TV have won Demons in Space 2016.
Oh my gosh.
But even more important than that, the reason we came here today and for the last few days has been for two amazing causes, hasn't it?
Yes, Macmillan and Focus. And we have raised so much money for them. And, I mean, it's down to everyone here, but they are going to such worthwhile causes. We've been so excited to be able to get involved and to help them out.
Yes, definitely. So the final total that we had was...
It was £1,815.26.
Let's have another round of applause.
Absolutely phenomenal. That is brilliant.
It's absolutely epic. So for one final time, we want to thank everyone. Thank you, Hannah.
Oh, thanks you, Ollie.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we have been Demon Media. We do loads of random stuff like this. Check out all of our stuff. But thank you so much for watching. Thank you for donating. Thank you for voting.